The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God. This is a time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea, and they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of people." Then they left their nets and they followed him. He walked along a little further, and he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat mending their nets. And he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat along with the hired men, and they followed Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We have this reflection today from the Gospel of Mark, which is the earliest of the Gospels, about the calling of the first disciples. Now, Matthew took his reflection from Mark, and he has the same narrative here about the calling of Peter, Andrew, James, and John, the first disciples called by Jesus. However, Luke has a different story. If you're doing biblical study, look up Luke chapter 5, and you'll find out that there's a whole different story about how Jesus calls Peter. And this Sunday coming up, we have the Gospel of John, the calling of the first disciples. Totally different story from the Gospel of John. So John and Luke remember it somewhat differently than Matthew and Mark. Now, why did Jesus choose the fishermen, and what did he have by way of a preference for choosing the 12? They were all very different. So let me look at that for a moment as a matter of interest and maybe teaching too. In order to understand the area and the context in which Jesus calls them, we have to look very briefly at the geography of Israel, the Holy Land. It's a very small country. It's a little smaller than the state of New Jersey. So it's a very small area. From the north all the way to the south, it's only 290 miles. So it's a very small area. The widest part from the Mediterranean over to Jordan is only about 80 miles. So it's a small area, and a whole going south from Jerusalem all the way down to the border of Egypt, which is about 60% of the whole country, is desert. So we're looking at a small area going from Judea, from Jerusalem, all up to the north to Galilee. And to understand this, we have three kind of provinces. We'll call them provinces. Okay, we have Judea with Jerusalem, and in the middle we have Samaria, the woman at the well, Palestinian stronghold there at Nablus and Ramallah. You'll read about that in the news. And then in the north, about 60 miles north of Jerusalem, is the Sea of Galilee, and that's the whole area of Galilee, Nazareth, Capernaum, Mount of Beatitudes, all of these, Cana, all up there in the north. All 12 were from the north. There's always an exception, okay? With the possible exception of Judas. We don't know what Judas Iscariot. Iscariot might mean man of Keriot. And if that's what Iscariot really means, he's from a place called Keriot, which is in Samaria, would be in the center. But what they have in common is they're all from the north. They're all from Galilee. Now, Galilee was fiercely nationalistic. And therefore, when they follow Jesus, it's not so much a spiritual thing now. They follow Jesus because they see a messianic possibility. And they're following Jesus because he will be powerful and he will lead a new resurgence of national identity for the people of Israel, who are dominated by a Roman occupying power. So they see possibilities of a whole new messianic era. Not so much spiritual, maybe spiritual, but especially political. And therefore, you know, when eventually Jesus announces a different kind of messianic presence, they become very disillusioned. So what do they have in common? I mean, we have fishermen, and we have Matthew, who is a tax collector, and then we have the others. We don't know what their disciplines was or what their professions were. So we know about the fishermen, and we know about a tax collector. They were a very unusual kind of a group that Jesus selected for the 12. And yet, somehow in God's providence, each was chosen. Now, what they have in common is they're from Galilee. That's the first thing. Secondly is, they're very human. They're broken people. They're struggling. They're searching. They're wondering. And therefore, it's the power of Jesus Christ will come through their humanity. He didn't go to the monastery and select the 12 holiest. He just selected folks like us, just regular people. And through the witness of people who are struggling and regular in life, the power of Jesus Christ will come forth. It's not their power. They're not selected because they are excellent, or they are the high performers, or they're ones that know the Torah the best, they're scholarly. They're not selected for that. They're selected somehow, mysteriously in God's providence, but their humanity is very evident, and their differences, they're all different, but each one is called, and they're called to witness not their power, but the power of Jesus Christ. It teaches us that each of us is called, not because we're brilliant and not because we're outstanding or not because we're intellectual. We're called in a mysterious divine providence, but we're called not to witness our power or our intellect or our abilities. We're called to witness Jesus Christ, and how the power of Jesus Christ comes through the weakness and the brokenness and the limitations of humanity. That's the whole teaching of this. We'll find that in next Sunday's gospel, where we have the call of the first disciples of Jesus in the Gospel of John. But keep in mind that you are called and I am called into discipleship of Jesus Christ, into a unique and privileged discipleship. We are called not because we are great or perfect or highly virtuous. We're called because out of our mere humanity, we will witness the power of Jesus Christ. It's wonderful. It's very consoling. You know, you don't have to be perfect. You have to witness Jesus Christ through our imperfections and our limitations. That's my reading of why these men were chosen. We don't know, but they have two things in common. One, they're very nationalistic in Galilee, the upper part of Israel. And secondly, they're purely human. They're not selected because they're, you know, huge leaders. They're selected because they will witness Jesus Christ. Amen.